business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
This is the Blaze the Lion podcast. I am your host, Blaze, Blaze the Lion, Blaze Doctari. And for this podcast, we highlight extraordinary people walking in their purpose, those who have found their purpose and are embracing it and are walking in it. So be ready to be entertained, to be educated, have some laughs, maybe bring up some past trauma. Maybe cry. Either way, it is going to be a ride. Our podcast is also streaming in 38 countries and growing currently on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and so forth. Indeed, indeed. We are almost there, ladies and gentlemen. We are almost at our 100th episode. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're about 2 episodes away. Woo! The excitement is building. And I have some news and some details regarding that 100th episode. So stay tuned. Make sure you're following the Blaze the Lion podcast on YouTube, on your social media, Blaze the Lion as well on your social media. All right. Tonight's guest is someone who has been stalking me for 15 years. Just kidding. I just wanted her to laugh. This is someone who I've seen around in the community. Someone who is active in her community, especially in the vegan community. This is someone who has survived the pandemic, as many of us has. It's brought confusion, it's brought enlightenment, confirmation, all sorts of things. And someone here who was able to pivot in the midst of all the drama and really just walk in her purpose and bring you guys some real education. So I'm really excited to have this guest on. She's also been the catalyst and the reason why other guests you all have seen have been on this podcast. So behind the scenes, pivotal in some of these episodes. Indeed, indeed. Tonight's guest is none other than Alba Chang. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And thanks for your kind words. That made me laugh.
Besides the stalking part.
Yes, besides the stalking part, but regardless, it still made me laugh. But thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as always, I give my short mini introduction of my guests, but I always encourage my guests to just share a little bit about yourself for those who may not know.
Okay, well, hello everyone. I'm Alba Mendez Chang. I am the founder and owner of Chang's Touch. I am also a nurse by trade. I am also a Chihuahua mom. And yes, I have been in the vegan community for a very long time, going on 16 years. Wow. This year, past June, 16 years since I converted to veganism in nursing school.
Wow. Speak on that a little bit, because it would appear that being vegan and being in healthcare was a contradiction.
I never even thought about it, but yes. So when I went to nursing school, the nutrition teacher, you are required to take a nutrition class. Mm-hmm. And the nutrition teacher who taught the class never educated on meat or dairy. And that kind of got me curious. So I remember asking her, like, why? And it was the first time that I heard the word vegan. I was like, huh. So just something just clicked within me. And after talking to her more and meeting other vegans at my university at the time, I said, you know what? This lifestyle is for me. And before anybody thinks, oh, wow, you did it for health reasons. No. For me, I think my journey was a little different than what you typically hear, the journey of other vegans. It could be for the animals. It could be because of health reasons, a health scare. For me, it was pure vanity. I wanted to be pretty. And during college, we all know the freshman 15, you are still in an awkward phase and things like that, which I was. And I just remember her saying, well, when you're vegan, your skin glows, this happens, this other thing with your hair and your nails. And I was like, huh, this is what I want to be. I want to be pretty too. But, you know, so it was like a more to embrace my vanity. As the years have gone by, obviously, yes, the health benefits, I believe also the energy that comes with it, especially at, you know, when you're almost in your 40s and you notice certain advantages when it comes to, I really don't have pain in the morning when I wake up. Yeah. Don't crack, for example. I sleep great. Your hair, your nail. Yeah. All of that. Even my cycle, which I think will be a good podcast for another time, but even my menstrual cycle changed significantly for the better, let it be for smells or even cramps, et cetera, et cetera. So now it's more about the environment, definitely for the animals. And for me, very important, which I never thought I would, because I am, for the ones who don't know me very much, but I am child-free by choice. And I never really wanted to have children. I don't think it's a lifestyle for me. But when I leave this earth, I want to say that I did everything in my power for the next generation to have or even know what an elephant is, a giraffe, clean water, clean air for the choices that I have made.
Yeah.
So that's just a tiny little bit of my vegan journey. It obviously more things happen, obviously, but that was like the biggest reason for me was my vanity.
Huh. And you know, it's very interesting because in this vegan community, many times you don't realize until you're in the community that we're all different, right? Mm-hmm. And we're all pushed to veganism in many different ways, right? As you said. Yeah. So maybe it is for the animals. Maybe it is for health reasons. I know for me, being in the fitness industry and being a athlete, it was just a lot of injuries. And I just got tired of the aches and the pains and always getting injured. So I studied nutrition and all of that. Yeah. And it was a whole lot of protein. You need enormous amounts of protein, right, to get your protein in. And I said, I'm not exactly sure, but I feel like eating all this red meat and all this pork and even all this chicken.
Yeah.
Is it helping my injuries? I'm not sure why, but I just got to do some more research.
Interesting.
And that's what brought me to it. And I even tried fish. I did the pescatarian diet for about a month.
Yeah.
And my injuries got worse. And I'm like, all right, well, this ain't it. This ain't it. So then I tried vegan for 2 weeks, just 2 weeks. And it was one of my clients that harassed me for about 6 months. Just try it. I was like, all right, let me try for 2 weeks and just see if my abs get a little more tighter and if these injuries will kind of go down. And in those 2 weeks, I learned so much that I didn't learn in school.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Nowadays, with not only nursing school, you only get one semester of nutrition class once a week. At least for me, I can't explain for the school, but it was once a week, 1 or 2 hours in that week. And the research goes back now 60, 70 years. So there really is no new research. Hopefully now there has been, even the same thing with doctors. They don't even get that much nutrition class either. And most of the research that we have, like I said, is from like back in the day. So it's like outdated, not enough research has been done or not enough following has been done. So, but that's like, again, another topic to get into.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm actually, now that you're talking about that, it just came to my mind. I got a DM message yesterday on my social media from, I don't know if she's a follower or she's somebody who probably just stumbled on my account, but she was like, how can you be a nurse and a vegan? Don't you know what our body needs? Mm. And I was like, very interesting. I haven't responded. I don't know yet if I'm going to respond.
Yeah.
Because I don't argue with stupid.
Yeah, you got to pick your battles sometimes.
You got to pick your battles.
Yeah. Because it can go down a hole. Sometimes, like in the comments, I will add a comment and I'm like, I already know
that this
comment is going to bring so much attention. But today, I got time. So I'll just write a little comment and then I hear, I will get likes and they're like, you're absolutely right, this and that. But then I also get the whole, oh, you haven't done your education and you're stupid and you're this and
like, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to respond to her because from what I got was an emotion of trying to fight or start something, not like, hey, can you explain a little bit more?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, eh.
Yeah. 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 I totally get it. So I want to dive into a little bit about
you want to talk about the nitty gritty. Yeah.
New endeavor, and new is relative. It's not new, but it's fairly new to some of the listeners because there's some information in there that I can guarantee many of us don't know and just don't realize. So
correct, yeah.
Share with the listeners a little bit about Chang's Touch.
So, all right. If you have little ones, I suggest that you go somewhere else or save this podcast for later, not because I'm ashamed or because this is a shameful topic. It's just, it is adult content. All right, let's get, I am in the adult industry, not porn. Like I said, I founded Chang's Touch almost a year ago. It's going to be our 1 year anniversary on October 7th. Mm. And we are in the first in the United States, all vegan online sex store.
Woo.
Yep.
So let that marinate for a second. Woo!
Yeah. Well, it all started, like you said in your introduction about me, I am a nurse by trade. COVID hit the medical industry very difficult because it was a disease that we had no clue about. Pretty much it was very new. Lots of burnout, lots of hours of no sleep. And because of the specialties that I have in the emergency room, in the cath lab, interventional radiology, we were getting bombarded. And it was not easy. It was multiple calls in the middle of the night for heart attacks, for strokes, you know, in the emergency room, people coming in with the symptoms. Other people had it easier. Other people didn't have it easier. And we were working multiple hours. So if I was not in the emergency room in the COVID tent, swapping people or making sure they were okay or with the respiratory, I was up in the lab with strokes because we were just strokes come in, heart attacks come in whenever and ever. So that does tend to burn you out because when you're on call either for 12 to 48 hours. So if you had just finished working a 12-hour shift, you're still expected to finish the call that came in. Just because your shift ended at 7 o'clock does not mean that you get to leave at 7. So it was a lot of that. So when you don't sleep, you don't eat right, you don't rest properly, you tend to burn out extremely hard. So that's what happened to me. My doctor at the time wanted to put me on antidepressants. And I said, no, I don't need to be on antidepressants because I know what is wrong with me. It's all of these things that I'm not doing for my health and for my body. So instead, he put me on medical leave for about 2 months. And it took me about 3 weeks to get back to a normal sleep cycle because I kept looking at my phone, waking up in the middle of the night, thinking that I missed a call from the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I keep hearing, and maybe other nurses can also say the same thing, but I kept hearing bells going off, the pumps going off, call lights going off, and they weren't. It's just how my brain was wired to think that I was still in the hospital in this fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. So during that time, I was recuperating in Texas because I left Florida. I picked up my little dog. So if anybody knows me or has never met Kona is the love of my life, my little precious. But I took her, packed up everything, and we went to Texas to stay with a friend of ours at the time. And I remember packing in my suitcase a book called Vegan Sex by Ellen Jaffe Jones and Dr. Joel Kahn. If you do not know Dr. Joel Kahn, he is a vegan cardiologist, amazing man. Because I'm also in the cath lab, he and I have had wonderful conversations. And I wanted to read this book by him, and I thought, oh, vegan sex, how awesome. And I'm over here thinking the book is only going to talk about the relationships between humans, sexuality, penetration. That's what I was thinking that it was going to be. No. When I finally got the chance to open the book, they had a chapter on how condoms were not vegan, on how some sexual toys can be dangerous, blah, blah, all of these things. And to me, it was shocking. At the time, this was 2021. I'm over here thinking, I don't know why, that I'm here being vegan, I'm taking care of myself, and all of a sudden, we're talking about intimate products that go inside of the body that have all of these animal testings and all of these animal parts. I was in shock because I was like, how did I not think about this? Why didn't I research? Again, this coming from somebody who thinks that, okay, great, I've been healthy because of what I'm eating and what I'm wearing. Even my makeup, even my body creams or whatever are not tested on animals. They're good for me. They're good for the environment. They're vegan, blah, blah, blah. But we don't think about the intimacy part.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, great, I am going to go ahead and change everything that I have in my house. I'm going to look for them. I did. That's the good part. I found them online, but then I was like, how come I have to go to multiple websites to get what I need? How come I can't find them in one place? I also went to the brick and mortar stores, and they had this tiny little section, like back 10 years ago when, you know, vegan meats first came out or plant-based meats came out. It was like this tiny little section at Publix or Winn-Dixie. It was the same thing. And I'm like, what the heck? What is this? This is nothing new. Why isn't this under? So long story short, I remember going to bed. The next morning, waking up, the first thought that came into my head was, you should open one. And I do not come from a business background. I come from a medical background.
Yeah.
Why do I know about opening a business? What do I know about what laws are required and this and that? Where am I going to get them from? But the thought just wouldn't leave me. And during this time when I was recuperating, I remember praying to God. I was like, Lord Jesus, that was like my epiphany. That was like my thing that I'm like, Lord, I cannot continue to do this. I cannot continue working 40, 80 hours taking care of patients when I'm not taking care of myself either. This is not helping me. This is not helping anybody. And this was, I think, 6 months or so before I went on medical leave, and this came forth, this opportunity, and it just wouldn't leave me. It doesn't matter how many times I try to push it away. Yeah. God, the universe, Buddha, whoever you will pray to, was like literally knocking on my conscience, do this, do this, do this, do this. So pretty much I did. It took not forever, but it took a lot of research on my part. I talked to other people. God put people in my path who were in the business side of things, women entrepreneurs, people that I can talk to in the sex industry. And it opened up a whole new world for me. And also talking to sexologists who have been educating on the dangers of certain things here and there. And even when I did my own research, the dangers of the sex industry, which a lot of people are not aware of. I was not aware of it. How many things are not regulated by the sex industry because they're not considered medical devices. And what many unscrupulous manufacturers, sellers can sell to us and what we use in our own intimacy with our partners or with ourselves.
And even the healthy products that you see in the stores that say no artificial whatever, you read the back and you still see a whole list of other stuff, like
unpronounceable chemicals. And when you actually do look them up, you're in shock of what they are.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute. I thought the FDA said, for example, let's talk about phthalates. Phthalates, oh, I thought we couldn't use that anymore in our foods and also in the containers, like the plastic containers. But because it's not regulated in the FDA, they can put them in sexual toys. So you're still inserting phthalates one way or the other.
Yeah.
And because the body is warm, it heats up that plastic and it starts to leach, and then the body will absorb it very quickly.
I wonder how many people look at the ingredients in condoms and look at the ingredients in in sex toys.
Well, let's talk about that. With condoms, we all want to be safe, of course. You know, you have STDs, STIs that they're called now. And you're thinking over here that you are being safe with condoms, which is all great and good. But what commercially made condoms are made with is casein. So let's say that, forget about veganism for a moment, but let's say that you are allergic to dairy, any form of dairy, and then you're not aware that casein is in condoms, which again, very few people are aware. And casein is added, the rubber itself comes from the rubber plant. So the rubber plant itself is vegan. It's safety, it doesn't do anything. But when you go ahead and add casein, which comes from cows, it's supposed to be more movable, it's supposed to mold the condom, it's supposed to make it easier, softer, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're allergic, you're inserting something that it could potentially cause you to have hives, itchiness, or anything like that. So in the emergency room, I remember coming back and lots of different people from walks of life, let it be man, woman, whatever you identify as, they're like, well, we're being safe. I have a condom on and everything, but I still feel itchy. I still have this rash. And they were worried that they were, it was STDs. So their panels were coming back negative. And I was like, I never understood what was going on.
Yeah.
But then now doing this research here, there is no research right now going on between anybody who is allergic to dairy to commercially made condoms. It just doesn't exist. There is no research whatsoever. So we say that it may cause. So that could be a reason why. Now let's talk about personal lubrication. Now with personal lubes, we all use lube. And I'll explain why. If you are a menopausal woman, for example, your hormones are changing, vaginal dryness is a thing, so you want to use that. Perfectly great. Just because you're older does not mean that your sex life stops. Second, a lot of my cancer patients know that if you're getting radiation or chemo, it can dry out your mucosa. Mucosa includes the mouth, includes the vaginal opening, includes the anus. So those things tend to dry out or get damaged because of these chemicals that are being used to kill the cancer. So once you're done with your cancer treatment and you try to go back to your regular life or your normal life, it doesn't lubricate the same. So people use lube, simple as that. Then the same thing if you're into anal play, you need lubrication. If in the gay community, the same thing, they also use lube. If the lesbian community, you also use lube for your toys, even to insert a tampon if you want, many different things. With that, very few people, again, are not aware that a lot of these companies are using hormone disruptors, chemicals, and hormone disruptors disrupt the estrogen, progesterone in women. Same thing if you're pregnant, it may cause some form of deformity or congenital deformity in fetuses. If you look up the studies, because remember, the mother is connected to the baby. So anything that you are inserting into your vaginal opening, the vagina itself is highly absorbent. It will absorb anything and everything that you put in it. So you're absorbing is crossing the placenta into the baby during the formation period that the baby's in your womb. So that matters. Again, people are aware of how these hormone disruptors are creating havoc in our bodies.
Yeah.
That's just like very few examples. Then the same thing with the sexual toys, like I said, and I'm a huge believer in toys doing this type of work. But again, few people are aware, and please guys listen to this, because it's not considered a medical device. It will be known as novelty. When you have the word novelty, I recommend you not buying a sexual toy due to the fact that you don't know where the manufacturer happening. Where did it happen? I'm sorry. Or what kind of materials they use, because if you were to call these companies, they will not give you a material safety data sheet. So that's a big red flag. If you have nothing to hide, you should be able to give me the material safety data sheet. Mm-hmm. You also do not know if that toy was previously used on somebody else and you're buying something resold. Yes, because again, it's like the Wild Wild West. And unscrupulous. If, yeah, let's say that you and I, we used it. Let's pretend that this is a toy. We used it. We didn't like it. It broke. Whatever happened. I can return it to manufacturer A and say, manufacturer A, this toy didn't work on me. I want to return it full refund. No problem. We send it back to manufacturer. The manufacturer does not need to wash it, clean it, sanitize it, recycle it, nothing. And they can resell it to somebody else. So the research has shown that they can they have found personal lube, body hair, and even body fluids in some of these resold toys. They don't have to. And can you really sue them? Yes, you can. You can sue the Better Consumer Bureau, of course, but because it is a sexuality toy, a sexuality thing, very few people do that because they're embarrassed. So very few instances of these cases do get reported due to embarrassment.
My mind is blown right now. Wow.
Correct. So, Now let's go a little bit further. I know it's a lot of information, but I am a big believer, again, doing this type of work, mm-hmm. that the lack of education in the sexual context is not only surely lacking, but honestly is extremely pathetic. And it's sad due to the fact that if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we have water, air, food, shelter as some of our basic needs, but sexuality is also added to that. So personal body wipes, you know, baby wipes, wipes to wipe when you go to the bathroom, all of those personal body wipes. They also are full of chemicals and the materials itself are very hard. That's why do they say don't flush it? Because it's going to get stuck in your septic tank or you can stomp the water flow or anything like that. But if you look at the back, what do you have? You have many different chemicals that also have been tested on animals. So with animals, you are also kind of like participating in sexual animal abuse. Mm-hmm. And that to me was a little heartbreaking because we already know that animals get tested on for cosmetics, for beauty creams, et cetera, et cetera. But now they're also getting tested for what we use in our intimate areas. So that means that they are also getting stuff put into their intimate areas. So for Lou, for example, they will insert it in the guinea pigs of vaginas of guinea pigs with bunnies, and then they will kill the animal and extract their womb to see if it caused any form of irritation. But our anatomy is not the same as a guinea pig or a bunny. Right. What's the purpose of you doing that?
I never understood the animal testing because
what is the purpose of you injecting into the vagina of another animal when we are not bunnies? We have nothing to do with a bunny.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you kill them. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't correlate. I'm like, no. And also we'll do it with horses, for example. Mm. So on top of that the horses are sold overseas for meat. They will also be sold for animal testing in the sex industry.
Wow.
Yeah. And a bunch of other things that they do. So that's just, like I said, a very small introduction to what we are inserting into our bodies or what the sex industry lets other manufacturers get away with. With sex toys, the big concern, again, is that you are not only absorbing whatever is in that sex toy, but it can also cause micro tears into whatever orifice you're using, whatever hole in the body that you choose to put it in. And that can increase your chances of infections and also sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm. Wow.
Are you okay there? You're like,
no,
in shock.
I'm not. My life will never be the same again. Wow.
And this is something that I've realized that nobody really wants to talk about, or when you find out, they don't want to share. But I'm a big believer that ignorance is not bliss, especially not in this case, because our sexuality is attached to our overall health. And remember, it goes into the bloodstream. If you're having an STD or anything like that, it can go into the bloodstream. It can go to certain areas of the body. They can manifest itself like syphilis, for example. You have three different stages of syphilis. Then the last stage of syphilis is pretty much messes with the brain, like madness, what it used to be back in the day in the medieval times when people, quote unquote, used to go crazy. And if you look at the medical texts for back in the day, many of them were suffering from syphilis, for example. Mm. So all of those things matter. When we talk about safe sex, like our motto for Chank's Touch is safe sex is vegan sex. Mm. And it's all of these different things. And it's also very cultural as well. It also could be if you grew up religious. You know, if you grew up in a certain religious identity, mm-hmm. You've been taught that sex could be shameful. Sex is this. Why are we talking about sex? But, you know, this is all part of it, yeah. Because we need to understand what's going on with our bodies for the overall health. Sexuality is part of our overall health, especially with somebody that I work in the emergency room all the time. People will come in with various different sex injuries, which is not a myth. It actually does happen. And then they're embarrassed. And then, you know, especially when doctors have to do a pelvic exam, an anal exam, because people are inserting things that they shouldn't be inserting, or if they're inserting things, they're using things that they shouldn't be using to insert certain things up in there. So all of those kind of different things. I've seen it all. Mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard.
Hot sauce. maybe.
God, I hope not. I haven't had one of those. I haven't had not one of those. So that is just a little bit of how Chang's Dutch started. And after that, after I put together, okay, how am I going to start the business, the name, the logo, blah, blah, blah. Now let's talk to the companies who offer these sexual products and see if they would be willing to work with somebody like me who has never had a business in my head. I mean, obviously I didn't told that to anybody in my pitch. Right, I just told them that I'm opening the store and I would like to sell their products under one roof. So
that's what I was going to ask. I was exactly going to ask. What were the challenges being the only vegan?
I'm it. Surprisingly, here's the interesting thing. A fun fact for you guys. China is the biggest consumer of sex products in the world. They love their sex products, which is all great and good, followed by Korea and then Europe, of course. And it seems from what I've seen in the research, and I can guarantee this, the U.S. is very puritanical when it comes to sexuality. And for example, Alabama, you are not, by law, you are not allowed to have a brick and mortar sex store at all in the state. It's against the law. And if you live in Alabama, everything has to go online. You can purchase only for online, but it's against the law to have a brick and mortar store. 2023 people.
Yeah.
So the challenges was introducing myself and being like, okay, well, what's your demographic? How many units do you want? How much do you expect that you need? And, you know, a certain amount that we sell to our supply, you know, things like that. Those were like the biggest challenges because I did not want to have a lot of inventory. I wanted to have a small amount to see what the response would be.
Sure.
And also the challenge was like when they said, well, when did you start? Oh, well, we're about to open in another month or so, and I want to work with you. So many companies said no to me, which is fine. And other companies said, absolutely, no questions asked, with their eyes closed, which I will be very, very thankful for the rest of my life that they wanted to work with me. And cultivated some wonderful relationships with a lot of these companies because they believed in the concept. They even told me their own stories of why they started their own businesses as well, especially when the sex industry, even though the sex industry is very saturated with many different sexual toys, appliances, whatever you want to call it, we all get a piece of the pie due to the fact that human sexuality in itself is very subjective. Everybody likes what they like. Everybody appreciates certain things. Everybody has their own kinks, et cetera, et cetera. So we started small and we have some sex toys. We have obviously condoms. We have personal body wipes, which is very important, I believe, and also personal lubes. I'm looking to add. So I'm always constantly every week I'm looking for new ones to a new company to add to the inventory. Because we are small. So customers and clients have asked us for certain things. And I'm like, okay, well, let me research what can I find, blah, blah, blah. But it is a tedious process due to the fact that I have such a anal way of choosing a company that I want to work with. Because I ask for
material sheet.
I talk to the representative. I got a question. I didn't even think about that. But yes, I am type A personality when it comes to what I put in my store. And then after that, either I test it out or I have a group of amazing testers that will test out stuff for me. And a lot of these testers, they are either female, male, gender fluid. They are in relationships. They're single. They are also transgender, which is another topic that we can get into in the future. But every demographic, every community wants something different with their partners, or every other person is different. So it's very important for me to have something for everybody. And I try to do my best to find the best that I can find for my customers, because like I said, this topic is so dear, and I never even thought that it would be such a close thing to me, especially when it comes to the education part.
Yeah. How long is the wait list for your testers?
No wait list right now. No wait list. It, for me, it wasn't like, oh, I want it. But sometimes we have a conversation with somebody and they're very open-minded, or at least they understand, because I've had other family members, other friends like, oh, I really wish I had one who actually saw me grow up. And he was like, I wish that you weren't in the sex industry. And I was like, do you know what I do? Like, and he was like, no, not really. I was like, okay, well, this is what I do. And I tell him what I just kind of told you. And he's like, okay, I get it now. I understand it now. I see where you're coming from. I'm like, yeah, the sex industry itself it doesn't mean penis goes into vagina or penis goes into booty hole or in the mouth or whatever. Sexuality is more than just penetration. Mm-hmm. And it's educating what is with diseases also. The Black and brown communities are some of the highest communities that get HIV and AIDS, especially with Black women, for example, because they don't want to talk about that. And one of the most experiences that I've had is that I'm still teaching people in their mid-20s how to put on a condom properly. So that to me is extremely shocking still. And when you hear stories like, my parents never talked to me about this, or I didn't know, or I had to research, and they're going to the internet, and you know, on the internet you can put anything and everything under the sun. And there's also trauma, you know, sexual trauma is a real thing for both men and women, or gender fluid individuals. So sexuality, again, it's not just about penetration, but I think it's also being open to what your body can do pleasure wise, what different things you can do with your body that can make you happy as well in a sexual context of that. And when you're using safe products that you know are not causing you harm to yourself or the environment or the animals, I think that kind of triples your pleasure, I want to say.
I love it. So what makes Chang's Touch different? What are some of the benefits of using your products versus the others?
Well, very important. I want to reiterate that as of right now, it's not my products. What I do, I put all the products that are vegan, cruelty-free, organic, et cetera, under one roof. So that is the advantage of shopping from us. It avoids you going to multiple websites to get what you want. So let's say that you want a lube and you want this or that, you can go under our website and buy it all at once, and we'll ship it out to you in discreet and eco-friendly shipping materials. That was another thing that was very important for me, that all our shipping materials be as eco-friendly as we can be. And our boxes are biodegradable. So, you know, if you put them in the curb or if you put them on the landfill, they will break apart. Even our ink that is printed on our boxes or in our bags when we do live events or we go to some of the vegan festivals, it's made out of algae ink. So you don't have to worry about avoiding with the environment and water and things like that. So that's number one. It avoids you going to multiple websites because we provide this service for you. And number two, that we have done the research, that we have tested it out, that we have noticed that our testers like it because they're from different walks of life. And also that I will not sell you a resold or used item. Everything that comes for me is brand new. If it's defective, for example, I will ask you to send it back to me and I will send it back to the manufacturer for a replacement or anything like that. But you will not get a used one from me. It will be coming out of the box and our boxes are sealed, etc. So you can try it out. So that is another of the advantages. And I think lastly, the most important one, you are supporting a small business. You are supporting a woman. You're supporting an Asian Latin woman as well. And also for me, this one over here, you're supporting this little one because this one is expensive. Right, Kona? So those are just some of the little ones, some of the small advantages, I want to say, or what makes us different compared to what is found out there, because we are literally the first. I couldn't find any other sex company that was doing this.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Just from you in the midst of COVID and just all the stress, right, on your mental, on your physical body, being able to listen and get the download and then to put legs to it and walk in it. And again, you, as you mentioned, you had no prior history of being a entrepreneur or business owner. So just right there, I would like to hold space for you, because that courage and that boldness to move forward in that.
It wasn't easy. You just never know what you're capable of until you're literally in that situation. And I think that's what happened to me, because I thought my life was going in a certain direction. Okay, I'm going to be a nurse for the rest of my life, which is all great and good. And COVID happened and it kind of gave, it gave me the opportunity. Pretty much God gave me what I asked him for. I want to do something else. I wasn't expecting it to be doing this. But okay, when God says, I have this for you, you take it and you run with it, because I don't think it's beneficial for you to ignore what God says. And I am a believer. I'm more of a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in God. And I asked for this. It was my choice if I were to take it or leave it. And it has been hard. It has not been easy, let me tell you, but I think I learned a lot along the way. Also learning how to pitch sell myself in the way of, this is what I have, please feature me, please do this, this is very important. And I think the other thing also is to learn rejection. We all get rejected one way or the other, but in business, I think it's a little, at least for me, it wasn't, it's not that it was hard, but it was like shocking, because even with our own, in our own community, the vegan publications, the big ones, I'm not going to say their names, but we all have an idea of who they are. They flat out told me, no, we're not going to feature you. We're not going to talk about sex. And I'm like, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about the dangers. This is educating your audience about the sex industry and how dangerous it is. Yeah. And what we're putting in our bodies, what is allowed to be put in our bodies. People need to know this. This is about health. And they flat out told me no. And I'm like, okay, great. You know what? I reject your rejection. I wait a couple of months and I'm trying again. One of them already said to me, send me your press kit. We'll take a look at it. We can't promise anything, but that's better than the first no that I got like months before. So I'm going to try again. I keep trying because, again, as a nurse, this is about health. Yeah. But that is one of the biggest pushbacks that I've gotten, is like, we are not going to talk about sex. We are, our backers do not want to have a sex topic on our page or on our podcast or this. So I'm very thankful that the, like to you, for example, who you are open to talk about sexuality because you understand the medical side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. So how can they reach you? How can they find you? Are you internet, all of that?
Yes, definitely. So you can find us at Chang. Okay, so here's another kicker. So my last name is Chang. I am part Chinese. And Chang in Mandarin, depending on how you say the connotation, it could have many different meanings. So my last name can mean long, hard, prosperous. So it was a play of my name. Yeah, that's another fun fact. A lot of people are not aware of what Chang means unless you speak Mandarin, for example. But Chang, C-H-A-N-G, you can find me at changstouch.com, C-H-A-N-G-S, changstouch.com. And you can purchase from us. Our anniversary is coming up 1 year. We have something very special planned. I am still working out the details, but I'm very excited for a partnership of somebody that pretty much was the first person that I told about my business, who's a fellow sexologist. She was more excited for me than even I was for myself. And also she was the first person also that I told who, because this person is not only a sexologist, but she is very big in the sexual world, in the sex industry, as an educator. That was super important for me because I saw her back in college again, because I was taught about sex in the form of, if you do it, you're going to get pregnant or you're going to have some form of disease. I was never taught that sex could be beautiful between in a loving relationship, or even if you're not in a loving relationship, to what your body can do that could be pleasurable, that it could, you know, it could avoid your headaches, that it could alleviate your cramps, that it could increase your immune system. Like, nobody said none of that stuff. It was me researching online, how can I do something? And I discovered this educator. And she's a certified sexologist who has appeared in The Doctors, who has appeared in Fox News, in multiple news outlets. And I saw her when I went to Exotica last year, which is the biggest sex show and trade show in the world. And I told her about CT. She gave us our first shout out. And she is the first educator that I told about this. So we're hopefully working out the details to work with her to build a partnership for our first year anniversary, which I'm very, very excited for. And you can also email us at support at changstouch.com. You can find us on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, changstouch, same thing, changs_touch. And if you can put it down below during the media notes, you can find us there as well. We try to answer all the emails within 24 to 48 hours, and we ship out everything within 24 to 48 hours directly to your door. It is very discreet. Like I said, nobody will know that you are buying sexual products. We understand for the need for privacy and the need for discretion. And if you can also share us on social media, check out our website, check out our social media, because we do a lot of educating with fun facts, with things that are found in the industry, and also new launch releases that we announce a lot on social media.
Mm, Love it, love it. Two more questions, and it was supposed to be one, but I got a second one as you were talking.
Yeah.
Being somebody who is spiritual as yourself, right?
Yeah.
Was it challenging to you or to believers in your community?
Yeah.
And being in the sex industry?
I think it was harder for them than for me.
Okay.
Because I've always been very curious because I wanted to know. I've always wanted to be a one to know. And, but I was not given a safe space that I felt safe. And that's not a bad thing. A lot of it is cultural. Like I said, a lot of it is the growing up. But another thing, I didn't grow up in that, in this culture that everything is online. So when I was a kid, 11, 12, 13 years old, I used to go to the library and go to the human sexuality section. And I was like, I want to know more. There has to, in my mind, there was always, there has to be more than just this don't get pregnant mentality. Mm-hmm. So it was, I think, that curiosity and now coming out with this. I mean, my mom, I know my mother doesn't really talk about it, like tells people like, oh, my daughter's in the sex industry, but I do have that. We do have a business.
Yeah.
No, my clients are from the LGBTQ plus community. I don't discriminate because regardless, I'm not God. That is between you and whichever God you pray to. And a second thing, the LGBTQ plus community has been one of my biggest supporters. If they were some of my biggest supporters and they were my first ones to give me shout outs. They were the first ones to share it on their social medias. They were also my first clients as well. So no, I think what in my, like I said, I'm no longer, because I grew up SDA, Seventh-day Adventist. And for some of my friends, my mentors, my spiritual advisors from that community, I think what was hard for them was that I was in the sex industry. I was not in the entertainment industry, even though I do sell to some people in the entertainment industry, but it was the fact that I was in a adult theme. And when I explain exactly what I do, utilizing my medical background, it's like a little light turned on and it was like, oh, I get it now. And some of them have become my clients. And so that part is very wonderful because I feel that I have opened people's eyes in the medical way. Now, what you do in your own, the privacy of your own home, that's your business. But here's the thing. We all have sex. Obviously, there's something sexual, but again, that's a different topic. But we all have sex either for procreational purposes or for pleasure purposes. I just wanted a place that we can all be safe and use safe products.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Final question is,
yes,
for someone watching here and just hearing your journey, hearing all that you endured in the pandemic and being able to pivot and just everything, just those listening or even watching, any words, any quotes, anything just to share to someone who may be getting that nudge to move, be getting that push to do something and they use their talents, but they're not sure how to move.
Oh, wow. Follow your instincts. I'm a big believer that when you have this idea in your head, it's for a reason. It's God, your spirit guide, your animal guide, whatever, whatever spirituality you come from. If there's something in your mind nagging at you, I'm a big believer to follow that instinct. For many years, I did not follow my instincts and I wish I had. And there's a reason for that. I don't know why, I don't question it, but if you feel that there is something pushing you to do something, do it. You do not want to be in your 80s, 90s and regret that you didn't do something because of fear, because of unsureness. Find a way to make it work. And if that path is not the right path, the good thing is that tomorrow is a fresh day without any mistakes.
Mm. Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Alva, for being a featured guest on the Blaze the Lion podcast.
Thank you.
Catch this episode and more, again, on all your major streaming platforms as well. And make sure you go to changstouch.com on Instagram, changs_touch as well. And
underscore.
And get some information. And I'm going to stop by as well. And they have some new products coming out. They have new things on the way. And yes, have some sex.
Thank you. Yes. Happy orgasming.
Indeed, indeed. As I always say, peace and love.
Peace and love. Bye-bye.